Violent crime in Baltimore County increased by more than 14% last year. WYPR's John Lee reports that as the general election race for Baltimore County Executive gets underway, both candidates say they have plans to improve public safety.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Hey, how you, sir?
Johnny Olszewski.
While Democrat Johnny Olszewski was working the crowd at the National Night Out gathering in Towson Tuesday, he got a surprise slap on the shoulder from his Republican opponent for County Executive Al Redmer. You'll hear Redmer speaking first.
We have two big boys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Good. Good seeing you.
And there you have it, the first face-to-face exchange between Redmer and Olszewski in the general election campaign. And perhaps fitting that it came at a national night out, which is all about fighting crime. Republican County Councilman David Mark says he expects that to be the number one issue in the county executive race.
There's kind of an unsettled feeling out there, and I think both county executive candidates are going to have to address how they're going to deal with it.
Mark says people are realizing they don't live in a bubble in Baltimore County. He says some of Baltimore City's crime is making its way to the county, and that there's an increase in neighborhood crime as well.
Al Redmer, how are you doing, sir?
Good, good. Good to see you.
Redmer and Olszewski chatted up police officers, sheriff's deputies, and citizen patrol volunteers, and in separate interviews outlined their plans for public safety. They agree the county needs more police officers. Olszewski adds he would do more to recruit and retain police. That includes supporting a property tax break for first responders, a proposal that was tabled and effectively killed earlier this week by his fellow Democrats on the county council.
Look, we have to be fiscally responsible in how we do it, but I absolutely support tax credits to recruit and retain public safety officers here in Baltimore County.
However, administration officials say that is not a problem, pointing out that just over 1% of available police department jobs are unfilled. Also, the cost of phasing in such a tax credit program over 3 years is put at almost $13 million. Redmer isn't taking a stand on the tax break one way or the other.
The issue has been decided by the county council, so it doesn't do any good to weigh in and argue about it now.
Redmer says the county has not spent enough money on police, that not only are they understaffed, but they need updated equipment and specialized training. Where does the money come from for that? Redmer says he'll figure that out later, after he's elected, and puts in place a long-term 10-year budget plan for the county.
And as we go through the priorities, obviously public safety has to be a high priority.
Olszewski says what separates him from Redmer on public safety is that it's not just about crime fighting, but is connected to other issues like schools and jobs.
That's the difference in this race, is someone who's going to think holistically about how these issues are all interrelated versus having siloed, same old approach we've done.
That too would cost money, and it's unclear how Olszewski would pay for things like community schools that provide a variety of services for families. Meantime, Redmer this week picked up an endorsement from the Baltimore County Sheriff's Union, and Olszewski's younger brother is a county police officer who he says keeps him informed on what's happening on the force. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.